Hi, this is Dr. Diane Heinemann, publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine and producer of the Empowering Me Naturally Wellness Conference that's going to be held on November 11th and 12th, 2011 at the Connecticut Convention Center in Hartford, Connecticut. You don't want to miss this amazing event. It's going to be teaching you about all things natural, green living, and spiritual. And in fact, we're going to be talking today with Dr. Joan Borsenko, who's going to be our keynote speaker on Friday, November 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. In just a minute, we're going to be doing a great interview with her. So all weekend long, the conference starts on Friday, 11-11-11. It goes through Saturday, 11-12-11. On Saturday, you're going to be experiencing a full day of workshops, exhibits, and demos on everything from farm-to-table cooking, laughter yoga, boot camp fitness, natural therapies, meditation, detox, clean eating, green living, and spirituality. And we end on Saturday with our closing speaker, Suzanne Northrup, who is a nationally recognized transmedium and expert in psychic phenomena. We have amazing raffles and prizes that are going to be given out throughout the weekend, everything from a five-hour limousine rental and wine tasting tour to one-night stay at Marriott Residences, gift certificates to spas, and even free kayak rentals from Eastern Mountain Sports. And with your tickets, free parking is granted with admission. So we hope to see you all there. You can get more information at naturalnutmeg.com or by going to our registration site, which is empoweringmenaturally.eventbrite.com. But today we're going to be talking to Dr. Joan Borsenko. She is a dynamic speaker, a pioneer in mind-body medicine, and the author of 15 books, including From Fried to Revived, and that's what she's going to be doing her presentation on Friday night, November 11th at our conference. She is a licensed psychologist and trained as a cancer cell biologist. Her doctorate is from Harvard Medical School, where she served as instructor in medicine before founding Mind-Body Health Sciences, and her work has influenced international healthcare to recognize the role of the spiritual dimension of life as an integral part of health and healing. So, Joan, welcome to our audio today. Thank you so much for joining me and doing this little interview for us.
Well, you're welcome, Diane. Congratulations on Natural Nutmeg and on this conference. What a great opportunity for people.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We've got lots of registrations coming in already, so we're very busy, but we're very excited about that, too. So I just wanted to talk a little bit with you today about your presentation at our conference. We've entitled it From Fried to Revived, How to Take Your Power Back. So if you just want to give us a little brief snippet about what you're going to be talking about and what people might expect to learn from attending the keynote.
All right. Well, you know, you hear people all the time complaining, I'm so tired, there's no time for myself, I'm so fatigued, I'm losing the joy in my life. And oftentimes what I've heard from people is, I wonder if I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. And here's the catch-22. If you go to your family practice physician with those symptoms, it's somewhat likely that you're going to leave with antidepressant medications. And often that's not what you need at all, because you're not suffering from a biological illness, but from a disconnect with your own passion, your own creativity, and your own soul. So let me tell you a brief story, and then tell you a little bit about the stages of burnout, because they've been very well researched. And my premise is, if we only knew what we were dealing with, burnout can be a tremendous guide, really back to the path on your life where the movement comes from your soul instead of coming from what I should do, what I could do, what society wants of me. And then you really come most fully alive. So I like to think of burnout and being fried as a necessary course correction.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a story some of your listeners will relate to. During the time of my career, when I was teaching at Harvard Medical School, I was also running a clinic at one of the Harvard Medical School teaching hospitals. I had two teenage sons and I had an elderly mother. And I was trying to get some balance. How do you get balance? You're caring for two generations, kids and parents. You've got a high-level job. You're running a clinic, people are sick, they have needs. You're also married. And I found, oh my, there's no time in here for my husband, there's no time for myself, there's certainly no time for friends. And one night, I was giving an AIDS class. This was an 8-week program for people who had AIDS. It was near the beginning of the epidemic, before we had these wonderful, drug regimens that can really keep people alive. Back then, that wasn't the case. And I said, you know, none of us knows the moment when we're going to die. And I wonder if we did, if we would live our lives differently. It's the illusion that we have all the time in the world that sometimes, you know, we just put up with things that aren't really vital for us. We even put up with things that are toxic for ourselves. And then, kind of throwaway comment, I said, well, you know, I'm not sick right now. You really are. You're making life-affirming choices. But, you know, I could have a head-on collision on my way home tonight. And, in fact, I did.
Oh, my God.
Within an hour,
wow.
Diane, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
And so my seatbelt held, thank God. But the shoulder harness didn't catch. My head went to the steering wheel. It just slammed into it. And it pretty much ripped the nose off my face, literally.
Ooh.
It was like hanging by a corner. And I ended up in the hospital for 5 days, which gave me an unwanted but very necessary time of retreat, where I started to look at my life and realize that I'd come to a point where my life actually felt empty to me. Even though I was doing all these good things for my family, for all these patients, people with AIDS, people with cancer, people with stress-related disorders, I was working really in one of the first clinical settings for mind-body medicine. And although that was my passion, the way that my life was being lived had driven the passion clear out of me. I was just going on automatic pilot, wondering how I was going to make it from day to day. And I did feel empty and depressed and anxious, and I felt like I really wasn't doing my job in the best way that I could have. I was burned out, and I simply did not know it.
Mm-hmm.
The result of that accident and time to really reflect was that I quit my job, and I want to warn your listeners, it's not a good idea while you're in the hospital.
Right.
Post-trauma and filled to the gills with, like, morphine and Demerol to make a life-changing decision.
But it worked out.
It worked out because in my heart, I knew that it was right.
I
knew that I had to leave there, that my soul was calling me to something else. And I had, in fact, just written a book called Minding the Body, Mending the Mind, which was a New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And it hadn't escaped me that the way that I was living my own life and what I knew to be most real about the human soul and how it expresses itself and how when we're in tune with that, we do feel vital. We feel alive. We don't have that driven feeling. We're not running on adrenal energy, and we're certainly not depressed.
Right.
I knew enough to know I was really out of alignment with my own body and mind and soul. And when that happens for us, we need to take time out. And for some of us, you know, the time out, maybe it's a weekend. For some of us, for me, I took a whole year out. You know, I had a book, I had something that I was working on at home, but I had a lot of latitude. But what we're going to really be covering is, what is burnout? How
mm-hmm.
does it differ from depression? And we know that burnout doesn't happen all at once. It actually occurs in 12 stages. And those stages start simply with, I'm working too hard, I'm working too hard, I'm working too hard, which is the refrain we hear so much these days. And it goes on to, I'm working so hard that I'm not paying any attention to my own needs. Start like putting off your dentist appointments. You start thinking, well, you know, I really need to be on this exercise routine, but I have too much work to do to get to the gym or even to take to the, you know, to take a walk. You suddenly, the things that were valuable to you, your relationships, the way that you live your life, take a second seat to work, work, and more work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to feel empty inside. And little by little, here's the worst part. eventually burnout causes what in healthcare we call compassion fatigue. And what it really is there's no, because you have no room in your heart for yourself, there's no room to pay attention to the needs of others, so that empathy and compassion, which is really our spiritual nature, takes a big hit. And you find yourself getting snarky and nasty with friends, with family, with coworkers, with not really being able to show up in a good way for colleagues or clients or patients if you're a healthcare provider. And that's a pretty dire scene when compassion fatigue sets in. And it's endemic in the helping professions, you know, whether people are chaplains or ministers or social workers or physicians or nurses. We see this across the board. But then what starts to happen is your work and your productivity goes down the drain. You just don't have it in you. You know, you'd rather like Google and go shopping online or something. And suddenly you realize, I've got no passion. And that looks a whole lot like depression. And what it is truly a spiritual emergency. And what I've found through the years working not only with myself, because I've been through this, but working with clients, is that awareness. Once you can label something and you know what it is, then you can make intelligent, conscious choices. And what I know now is I need to put my self-care first, because that's where my creativity and my passion come from. When I go and when I do nothing but work, the source of divine guidance dries up. The source of vitality of my soul dries up. And this sounds paradoxical to a lot of people, but not when you really know. And that's this. When you pay attention first to your heart, you go out, you take the walks in nature, you put away the time that you need to be with friends or with family. If you identify what gives you vitality and you make that your first priority, your work is going to be much juicier, much more productive, much more inspired. You'll get much more done in much less time. And instead of the effort coming from your adrenals, it comes from that kind of divine flow that's there for all of us. And that's the promise of burnout, is that kind of spiritual rejuvenation.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a hard concept for people to grasp, that if they actually work less and spend more time on, you know, doing things for themselves, like what you were talking about, that they'll actually perform better.
Yeah, and have much less stress-related illness, because mm-hmm. when you start to burn out, that's when, you know, you rack up sick days, you've got headaches, you've
right.
got blood pressure problems, you've got back pain, which is more related to stress and burnout than anything else in the work world.
Exactly. The book that you're going to be speaking on, that you wrote, Fried, Why You Burn Out and How to Revive, it's really interesting because you have quite a community of Facebook friends.
I do. This book was a lot of fun to write because, you know, I'm an academic. I have a doctorate. I know all about how to do the research. That part of it is easy. But what I thought was most important writing a book was understanding where people are at with burnout right now in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a year-long conversation on my Facebook page with people. What burns you out? What revives you? What's important here that people really need to know? And I included quite a number of little snippets with people's permission from
right.
our conversation on Facebook in the book, which I think makes it much more user-friendly.
Yeah,
you know, if people want to engage in conversation on my Facebook page, I love that. I'm there most days, at least once, sometimes twice. And if you just put my name, Joan Borisenko, B-O-R-Y-S-E-N-K-O, Borisenko, into the search bar, you look for my community page. It's got about 8,200 people on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the best conversations. I just love that community.
So they just, you can just do a search for your name, and then there's a page that'll come up that says community page.
It's like a link page. Whatever you call the friend page, that one's full and I don't use it. I just use the community page.
Yeah, what a great way to write a book when you think about it, because sure, you can, you know, put all kinds of research into a book, but when you actually have real life accounts of people who, you know, you've interviewed and who have commented or communicated to you through Facebook, it's got to just really expand the breadth of how many people can relate to it.
Well, I think so. You know, and
yeah.
I think we do learn through our right brain and our left, but for many of us, what we retain more than the left brain research data is we retain people's stories and how they affect us. And when they act as a mirror and we say, yes, I've let myself get burned out too, and wow, she just said something that I really relate to. And that sparks the enthusiasm of the soul, and that's where, you know, that's where change in our life course and empowerment comes from the soul.
Absolutely. Well, we are really excited that you are coming out and you're going to be presenting at our conference. We can't wait to hear more about your talk on going from fried to revived. So thank you so much for taking the time today to speak with us, and we can't wait to see you on November 11th.
Thank you. I'm excited. That's an important day, 11-11-11.
It is, and I did pick that for a reason.
You did, and in digital speak, that means all systems go.
Exactly.
So we're ready.
Exactly. So for those of you who are listening, if you want to learn more about Joan, you can go to joanborysenko.com, joanborysenko.com. If you're interested in attending the Empowering Me Naturally Wellness Conference, again, you can go to naturalnutmeg.com to learn more, or to register at empoweringmenaturally.eventbrite.com. And we hope to see you there. Thanks so much.